is about something, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So getting started with some of the top stories going on in the news today. There's a big meh. President Biden's approval rating places him in the middle of global leaders. So he's not at the bottom of the rung for global leaders. He's not at the top either, just right in the middle. Top stories going on, still left over from yesterday. Florida governor defending the migrant flights to Martha's Vineyard and suggests more's to come. And, you know, this is one of the things, I think this is so funny. We talked about this so extensively yesterday. Why is this still going on? How can leaders like Biden get away with the hypocrisy? I mean, just a few months ago, it was one of the big national stories that the Biden administration was busing and flying migrants from the border to other states. Now those states are going, well, we're going to fly them or bus them to other states. We're going to do the same thing the White House did. And now the Biden administration is discussing litigation options.
Well, we can do it, but you can't. And so if you're going to do it, we're going to sue you.
It's so bizarre. In fact, you know, one of the things I talked about yesterday with the hypocrisy of it was one of the big issues of hypocrisy actually pertains to the mainstream media's hypocrisy in their coverage of this. And I actually brought up how the mainstream media's coverage of the this is, it reminds me of their coverage of the quote-unquote kids in cages at the border. Because if you recall, the kids in cages at the border, they were blasting Trump for doing that, but it started under Obama. And I said, now here's the same thing. Biden has been shipping people, migrants all over the country. Hardly any word from the mainstream media. Soon as Governor DeSantis, Governor Greg Abbott do it, now all, you know, they're all up in arms. So Babylon Bee, the satirical website, oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire, they posted this. Obama constructs new cages at Martha's Vineyard to hold arriving migrants. Oh my goodness. That's sassy right there. Obama constructs new cages at Martha's Vineyard to hold the arriving migrants. Oh my, yeah, there you go with it. That's good stuff. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There is other top stories. Let's get to stocks closed lower on Friday, extending the sell-off for the worst week since June of this year. Governor Newsom has, you know, his state. He's tried to sign bills that bans all gas-powered vehicles. Then within a week, he said his administration said, please stop using electricity. Please stop charging your electric cars. It's using too much on the electric grid. Governor Newsom over there in California signed climate laws to continue to drastically cut California's use of oil and gas. And I guess ramp up their electricity? I don't know. I didn't sign any bills pertaining to that. So then the President Trump has been invited to a United States service for Queen Elizabeth II. He nor Obama were invited to the actual funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. But they've been invited to an event at the Washington Cathedral. Let's go ahead and get traffic in the fives, and I'll cover a couple more top stories going on in the news for you.
Well, roads are looking pretty typical this afternoon. Not seeing anything really to slow you down. We had an accident East Olive Road and Davis Highway a little bit ago, but looks like it has cleared up, as well as FHP reporting a slowdown on Gulf Beach Highway, but no major slowdowns that I'm seeing. I-10 and I-110 are looking good, as well as 3-Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. You'll see that everyday afternoon traffic at Avalon Boulevard, that intersection. But other than that, we're looking good. See something else? Just give me a call. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Some of the other stories going on here. New Orleans. New Orleans has America's number one murder rate. So apparently there's some Starbucks on Canal Street is closing permanently, at least semi-permanently, due to security concerns. Like, that's how bad it's gotten. Carjackings are on the rise in New Orleans and things like that, too. Terrible flooding going on in Italy. At least 10 dead, 4 missing after a tsunami-like flash flood hit Italy. Oh, my goodness. And then Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune says the end is near after nearly 40 years of hosting that show. And right there. Then Nancy Pelosi, she's going to be going to Armenia. Speaker of the House heading to Armenia amid renewed clashes with the Azerbaijan? Yeah. So she did confirm that she's going on a quick visit to Armenia after there's some deadly clashes going on over there. Oh, boy. Just doesn't settle down, does it? Those are just... Oh, and then finally, in Alaska, I saw this one earlier. A historically powerful storm is hitting Alaska. They're saying it's like hurricane strength winds are hitting Alaska. They have had waves up to 54 feet heading towards Alaska. Wow, that's okay. In the meantime, in the Atlantic, tropical storm Fiona is still making its way towards. It's now about. It's still way off of any coastline, but it's headed towards the Dominican and Puerto Rico, and then it'll be heading more north. Now they're estimating that when it heads north, at some point when it's east of the Bahamas, it will turn into a hurricane. Now they're saying that before it was just going to be a tropical storm only. Now they're saying it should develop into a hurricane. There's a disturbance out in the middle of the Atlantic. It has a 20% chance of formation over the next 5 days. And another one that's just off the coast of Virginia that also has a little bit of a chance of formation over the next 48 hours, but not very much. All right, those are some of the top stories going on in the news today. Remember, coming up here in about 30 minutes, we've got your weekend movie preview. Odd weekend. We've got a lot of movies that have been released this weekend. So I'll tell you what they are. Some of them, looking forward to. That's all coming up here next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining me here on a Friday. So good to be here with you on a Friday. Hey, next week we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Florida State Seminoles play. They're going to be playing Boston College Eagles at home. So tune in next week when you hear the FSU war chant. You have a chance to win. And we are your home for Florida State football. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Top trending news this hour, and good afternoon. Hillary Clinton now chiming in on Governors Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott sending illegal immigrants to Democrat states. She calls it literally human trafficking.
Some people, like the governor of Texas, would rather have an issue than be part of a solution.
Of course, Governors Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis both say the migrants are going to do better in sanctuary states. The Department of Homeland Security putting up $1 billion for a cyber grant program.
The investment will help state, local, and territorial governments across the country be prepared for cybersecurity issues and address any vulnerabilities. DHS Secretary Mayorkas said in a statement announcing the funds that cyber attacks are one of the most significant threats to the country. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Well, apparently Russia has not yet responded to that prisoner exchange offer from the U.S. for involving Americans Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden's administration remains fully committed to getting them out of their Russian prison cells. And how about something a little lighter for a Friday afternoon, Bobby? There was a big turnout this morning at that Bellevue Library ribbon cutting. Hundreds of people showed up this morning to witness the grand opening of the only public library on Pensacola's west side.
It's fantastic. I love to see the community come out and help us celebrate something that belongs to them, frankly. They funded it. Taxpayers of Escambia County paid for this. And I love it when we could put money into something that's tangible, that they could see, touch, feel, sense, experience.
And that is Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh. I love that music playing behind him, too. They had some great jazz musicians there playing today. But he says it was well worth the years of effort put into getting the library built, but did say it comes with trials and tribulations. The pandemic and supply chain shortages caused it to come in over budget and take a little bit longer than anticipated. But, Bobby, all the people I talked to just seemed happy that it got built at all.
It's long awaited and wonderfully received. Yeah, I have to go to other libraries because there was nothing here, but living just a short hop away, I am over the moon.
And that is Mona Roberts, one of many people that told me they're happy to see that library opening its doors. You'll have to check that out sometime, Bobby. The origami design, I think they called it, is really different and pretty neat looking.
That sounds pretty interesting. What's interesting about this is that we've seen around the country that when new libraries are being built or opened, they're digital only libraries. They actually don't have physical books there. Like, you go there and you pick up like an iPad, some sort of tablet device to read books if you're there. And then if you want to rent one, you're just renting it out on a device. And if you don't have a device, they'll rent a device to you and stuff like this. And it's like, and so this is a unique thing in that it's not a digital only library, which is what kind of the trend has been happening. So pretty interesting overall with that. Although I got to admit, I don't even know when the last time I went to a library.
Well, this was the first time I'd been to a library in I don't know how many years. Yeah, because it doesn't seem like really there's too many. I don't know. As an adult, there's not too many reasons to go. You know, I mean, when you're a kid and you're studying and that.
To get books.
Well, yeah. Who reads these days, right?
Right. Who reads? Exactly. but that's it. I mean, you just basically added yourself. Like, what's the point of going to a library?
Well, I mean, I don't know how to read. There. Come on.
It's so funny. I mean, I think it's hilarious because I'm the same way. So I'm like, and if I am going to read, I'm probably just going to download the book and read it on my
right.
phone.
Right. Well, you know, I think like me and you, we both probably read so much throughout the day for work that it's like, are we really going to sit down and read more? You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's work. That's what I've shared this before on the air that I get, you know, and I'm sure you get this too. When people find out you're in radio, especially like teenage boys, they're always like, I want to be a talk radio host or I want to be a sports talk radio host, you know, and like, what do I got to do to be a talk radio host? I always tell them, you got to be able to read very quickly and you got to be able to write. And they're like, what? No, I want to be on the radio where I just talk all the time. And I'm like, and what we do when you're not hearing us talk is we're reading all the time and we're writing. So, yeah, we do a lot of reading. That's our job, really. It seems like our job's talking, but it only comes after all the reading. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Well, the roads are looking good right now this Friday afternoon with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. 29 and 90 also looking good. Checking out our bridges, Three Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, won't show you anything to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
I got text here. New libraries looks like 1990s Nickelodeon. What is that? You're going to have to explain more. You've intrigued me. You've got my attention. What does that mean? Like, it's really bright? Or is there slime all over the building? I don't know. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Coming up here next. There's been more and more local communities implementing something that was discussed during the last presidential primary on the Democrat ticket, and now more and more local communities are doing it. What is it? I'll tell you coming up next. It's cold right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There is so during the last presidential primary, Andrew Yang pretty much gained popularity in the Democrat primary because he was promoting universal basic income, meaning guaranteed income. Every American citizen over the age of blah, blah, blah would get a paycheck every month. And then I remember when the CARES Act was passed and they decided to send out, like $2,000 per family or per individual. I remember Andrew Yang came out and went, Trump stole my idea. That was my idea. And so, well, it turns out more and more local communities over the past few years have started implementing some sort of guaranteed income to their residents with no strings attached. A 2019 study from the University of California, Berkeley, found that it provides a sufficient generous cash benefits without other earnings. It doesn't phase out or phases out slowly other earnings increases. And it's available to a large percentage of the population rather than just get targeting specific groups such as single mothers. And they noted there's other types of programs. Well, more and more researchers are seeing that this is becoming popular. So they're trying to determine like kind of the weight on society per se. And what they found, and I found this to be interesting, basically universal basic income works. It does help the poorest of the poor. It does help kind of lift people up. But for the country to be able to maintain something like that, you pretty much have to phase out all other welfare programs. Well, get rid of food stamps, get rid of housing vouchers, get rid of Obama phone. You got to get rid of all that stuff in order to have universal basic income.
Papers, according to attorney-client privilege, and it's still unclear why the warrant, why the raid, as the national anger boils over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Obama!
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
He's gonna do more.
How do he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
All right, there you go. So, welcome back here to Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We had, I was talking about universal basic income, and research is starting to come out and going, yes, you can have universal basic income, but it will really only be sustainable and work if you get rid of all the other welfare programs. And I was saying, like food stamps, like housing vouchers, like Obama phone. And somebody texts in and says, what did you just say? I said, Obama phone! Obama phone! And that's where it comes from, that lady from Cleveland.
Everybody in Cleveland, no!
That lady cracks me up. I love that lady so much. And so that was Obama phone. That was back during the Obama versus Romney era. That was when that all came out. And technically speaking, by the way, just to be straight for the record, because I know I'm gonna get somebody texting me or emailing me. Yes, the Obama phone program actually started during Reagan. And so it was actually during a Reagan administration thing. It was a landline phone, and eventually under Obama it did transfer it changed to a mobile phone. But still, yeah. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you've been thinking about selling your house, the market is changing fast. Right now might be the last chance to get top dollar. Call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody else in the Pensacola area. Her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. We just talked to her 2 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago now, and she said the market is starting to balance out a little bit. So, but you know what? She still got her guarantee. She's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her absolutely nothing. She'll even put it in writing. She can make that guarantee because she spends tens of thousands of dollars in marketing, generating demand. Right now, she has about 100 approved home families looking and ready to buy. So, if you've got a house, she may have a buyer for you out of those 100 pre-approved buyers already. So, give her a call, 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash, and she can close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth and get more money today at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Top three stories here for you. Biden officials are going to discuss litigation options over the migrant bus situation, the migrant busing situation. So, yeah, that continues to go on that way. And then there is President Biden's approval rating places him about the middle of global leaders, and U.S. stocks recorded the biggest weekly loss in months as the Fed meeting looms, and they're expected to raise the interest rate by 0.75 once again. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up losing again 3 games in a row against Biloxi Shuckers. But like I said, these games kind of just don't even matter. If you want to check them out tonight, though, 6:35 on our sister station. Oh, wait, no, it's not on our sister. I almost said it was on ESPN. It's not. ESPN has high school football tonight. So tonight they actually have it'll be on Pensacola Playlist. Yeah, 94.5. In fact, speaking of high school football, I forgot, the show's a little bit shorter tonight. We're going to be ending at 6:30 because we have high school football in here, too. Dang it. Huh? Which one? Oh, I'm sorry. It's FSU. Yes. I was going to say, who's the teams that's playing? What are we? Why are we getting cut off early? I don't understand what's going on. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, that's Florida State. We're your home for Florida State football, so we got Florida State playing. That's why I have a producer to keep me on track here. All right, so... All right, so Pensacola Blue Wahoos will be on 94.5. Pensacola Playlist 94.5 tonight. High school football on ESPN, Pensacola 1330. Florida State football playing right here. So we'll cut off at 6:30 for that game. They're playing Louisville. It should be a really good game. And the Fortinet Championship in the PGA Tour going on right now, top of the leaderboard. Max Homa and Danny Willett, both at 12 under par. Justin Lower at 10 under par. High school football games tonight, Alberta at Northview, Navarre at Tate, Choctawahatchee at Pine Forest, Fort Walton Beach at Escambia. Pensacola Catholic is hosting Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. Milton goes to Gulf Breeze. Pace is going to Crestview. And the teams that have a bye, Jay, Washington, and West Florida are not playing tonight. I just mentioned that Florida State's playing at 6:30 on ESPN, but we're going to be carrying it right here on News Radio 92.3. They're playing Louisville. That'll be at 6:30. We'll cut the show off a little early. At 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, it's Air Force against Wyoming tonight. I'll give you... Oh, and then in baseball, the Cubs beat the Rockies a little bit earlier today. Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Washington Nationals. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Texas Rangers. Atlanta Braves are playing the Phillies. And Apple TV Plus games of the Friday night, Baltimore Orioles against the Blue Jays, and the Dodgers against the Giants. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf. Got some more sports talk for you coming up next.
No major slowdowns or accidents to report on our major highways, I-10 and I-110. Also, check it in clear on the 3-mile bridge, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, Navarre, not seeing any major slowdowns. We do have an accident on 98. This is going to be Navarre Parkway at Sunrise Drive, but not seeing slowdowns because of it. But just keep that in mind. If you see something else, just give me a call. 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so we already mentioned Florida State's playing Louisville tonight, 6:30 on ESPN. We're going to carry it live for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Tomorrow, number 18 Florida is going to be playing South Florida. And Alabama is going to be playing... number 2 Alabama is going to be playing Louisiana Monroe. And South Alabama is actually, they got a tough game ahead of them tomorrow. South Alabama is going to be playing at UCLA. Wow. Yeah, that's a big game for USA right there. And then I believe Auburn is playing, yeah, Penn State. That's another big game for Auburn. And then Miami is playing, number 12 Miami is playing at Texas A&M. And I read somewhere, I think Texas A&M's got a new quarterback that they're going to be dealing with. So kind of interesting right there. Of course, in the NFL last night, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Chargers in a comeback game. It was exciting. Miami Dolphins are playing the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. Tampa Bay is playing New Orleans. And that's pretty much the main games right there. And then you got actually this next coming Monday, just to give you a heads up, a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. Tennessee against Buffalo, followed by Minnesota at Philadelphia. In sports news, not a lot going on in sports news right now, actually. The Chargers quarterback was injured last night, Justin Herbert. Turns out he has a fracture in his rib cartilage, and he's day-to-day. Texas, University of Texas, reportedly spent $280,000 during an Arch Manning official recruitment visit. So this is the nephew of Eli and Peyton, and he's the hot prospect, and, I mean, already his first few games in high school this year, he's just lighting it up. Well, they spent $280,000 trying to recruit him or get him to come visit them. President Biden is going to meet with the family of Brittany Griner at the White House. So that's respectable there. There's a story. You're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There's a story about a scandal in Mississippi. It's a welfare scandal. But the only reason why I even found out about this welfare scandal, apparently it's the biggest fraud of the welfare system in Mississippi history. And the only reason why I found out about it is because of sports. Brett Favre, just kidding. But Brett Favre was, apparently he was paid money from the welfare programs of the state of Mississippi to give speeches, and he never made those speeches. New texts have come out where he even was saying, I guess the money was going to go to some sort of thing that he was trying to raise money for. So it didn't go to him directly in his pocket. It was going to something, it was a foundation, or he was trying to raise money for something, a building to build at his alma mater or something like that. Either way, there's text exchanges going back and forth between him and this official in the state of Mississippi, where he's basically saying, like, will they find out where I got the money from? And they're like, no, they'll never be able to find that out and stuff like that. So it's like, oh, boy. Now he's putting out there, Brett Favre put out there, I would never knowingly take funds meant to help our neighbors in need. But for to continue to push this lie that money was used for no-show events is something I cannot stay silent about. So he's continued to defend himself over this issue. But at the same time, it's really not even, it's not like a Brett Favre did something wrong thing. This story really is about the state of Mississippi misappropriating their funds and blowing millions of dollars that was supposed to go towards welfare programs. It's just some of those millions of dollars was them trying to, was paying for a former NFL player, NFL Hall of Famer, to give speeches, which instead of giving the money to the poor. So it's like, oh boy. Okay, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Plus, it's a weird weekend. A lot of new movies out. We'll talk about that coming up next.
The Bull.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David?
Well, Bobby, apparently a flying vehicle being tested as part of the North American International Auto Show. It was in Detroit. Fire Captain James Davis took a turn on the thing.
Nice and smooth. I ride a Harley anyway, so it was just like riding a motorcycle up in the air.
Apparently, they're calling this thing the X Turismo and Aero Autos. Sean Borman, there we go, says he's hopeful to start selling it soon.
Wow. All right. There's actually a handful of companies. I think one of them is actually Amazon or Uber. It's like one of those big companies like that. They've been experimenting with flying cars. That they can't fly a very long distance, very far, but there'll be things like Miami to Orlando type of a thing, which is still, that's a good distance, but it's kind of interesting. They're talking about building these like landing ports for these cars, and it's kind of wild. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
I'll get to some of these, and then we'll get to traffic on the fives. The big movie that's coming out this weekend is one called The Woman King, starring Viola Davis. I like Viola Davis. She's a good actress. It's kind of a strange, I didn't even realize how weird the name sounded until just earlier today. the woman king. Isn't that called a queen? Isn't the woman king called a queen? I'm just, okay. It's PG-13. It's based on a true story about a group of all-female warriors called the Ajoji. I'm probably butchered that. I apologize. They protected the African kingdom of Dahomey in the 1800s. And so it is based on true events. You know, but of course, it's been a little bit dramatized. There's also, so that's the big movie that's coming out this weekend. But actually, there's a couple other movies that I'm looking more forward to seeing. I'll talk about those coming up right after Traffic on the Fives.
We do have an accident reported by FHP on North Davis Highway at Bloodworth Lane, right by us. Not seeing any slowdowns because of it or and no roadblock, but just keep that in mind. Also, we do have an accident reported on Gulf Beach Highway that has cleared up, so we're moving nicely there. And we're seeing slow traffic on West Fairfield Drive as you're moving towards Mobile Highway. Don't have reports of this of reason for the slowdown. Just looking pretty heavy near the intersection. So keep that in mind. See something else, just give me a call. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, so the big movie out this weekend is The Woman King, based on true stories of these all-female warriors. But there's four other movies that are coming out this weekend that are in the theater. One of them is Running the Bases. It's a PG movie. It's a Christian film. When a small-town baseball coach gets the offer of a lifetime from a larger 6A school, he uproots his family and leaves the only home he's ever known, but soon faces opposition to his coaching methods from the school superintendent. But then there's some other ones out there. One of these other three, I'm actually looking more forward to seeing. So there's actually Clerks 3. If you've seen Clerks 1, Clerks 2, Kevin Smith movies, he's got another one. So stars Jay and Silent Bob. Okay, well, maybe not Jay and Silent Bob, but whatever. Dante, Elias, Jay and Silent Bob are enlisted by Randall after a heart attack to make a movie about the convenience store that started it all. So it's just another one of those Kevin Smith. Look, it's got a cult following. It'll be people will watch it who want to watch it. Another one, some of my favorite movies in the 80s was Fletch and Fletch Lives, starring Chevy Chase. They're rebooting it, starring John Hamm now as Fletch. The latest one, Confess, Fletch. This comes about, this is based on the second book. So after becoming the prime suspect in multiple murders, Fletch strives to prove his innocence while simultaneously searching for his fiancée's stolen art collection. So Confess, Fletch. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. And I think John Hamm, you know, is he Chevy Chase? I don't know about that, but I'd definitely be interested in watching it. Another one looks really fun, starring Sam Rockwell. It's a comedy whodunit set in the 1950s London. It's called See How They Run, and it's PG-13. So these two investigators are investigating the murder of an American director who is adapting a stage play into a movie when a murder happened on set. So this is See How They Run. It looks like a really fun, quirky film. Some other movie news and movie things going on here. Sanger Theater, of course, has the last summer movie series movie. Resident Evil will be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Doors open an hour ahead of time. Ticket prices are only $5. On DVD or digital download, you got a few options. You can check out that new Elvis movie, Lightyear, which, okay, and Where the Crawdads Sing. On Netflix, Amazon Prime, there's a new movie called Goodnight Mommy. It's a psychological thriller that's on Amazon Prime. But there's also a movie called The Outfit. The Outfit came out, I think it was on Paramount Plus or Peacock, one of those. It went straight to streaming, and I saw it at one point. It is very good. It is where a quiet tailor tries to navigate tense moments when Chicago mobsters hide out in his store after one of them was shot by the police. It's called The Outfit. It's definitely one if you like a little bit of thinking movies, a little bit of action, a little bit of mobster type stuff. It's a good one. Netflix has Joe Coy, the latest stand-up comedy from Joe Coy, and Do Revenge, which is a black comedy inspired by Alfred Hitchcock's psychological thrillers called Strangers on a Train. And Hulu has The Last Duel, starring Matt Damon, and the premiere for season 5. So there you go. A lot of things going on in the movies this weekend. By the way, last bit of new movie news, Inside Out 2 is going to be coming out. Inside Out 2, and it's going to be about adjusting through puberty. Didn't get a hit today, sign of the apocalypse, but real quick, a new study finds that you can't be recognized if you wear a face mask.